You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. The unionized faculty at Rutgers University is threatening to strike. The faculty union has been negotiating a contract with the university's leadership since March of last year, and they say they'll walk out if a deal isn't reached in the coming days. It would be the first faculty strike in Rutgers' 253-year history. Joining me with the latest on the negotiations is NJ Spotlight reporter Carly Citrin. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Jamie. Thank you so much for having me.
Let's start with the union's demands. We spoke with Dr. Deepa Kumar. She's professor of media studies and president of Rutgers' largest faculty union. She said one of the things faculty is asking for is a concerted effort on the part of school administrators to diversify the teaching staff. She says that back in 1976, Rutgers had 175 African American faculty, and that in 2017, the number went down to 89.
There's absolutely no reason why this should be the case. And so we as a union have been fighting to diversify the faculty because it's very important for our diverse student body to have faculty that look like them.
That was a huge factor in their negotiations, was getting those diversity numbers up. And it's important to note that Rutgers recently announced about $20 million in additional funding for its faculty diversity hiring initiative. And that, a lot of the union members will say, is a direct result of their continued push during these strike negotiations.
The staff says it would also like to see pay parity between campuses. They say faculty at Rutgers' flagship campus, which is in New Brunswick, make more than those on the Newark and Camden campuses. How significant is that disparity?
So it's important to keep in mind here that the data we've had access to comes from the union. But at the same time, those studies are done by professors who are experts in their field. So you've kind of got to take it with two grains of salt there. A union analysis did find that faculty at Newark and Camden on average earn 90% and 80% of the salaries of their colleagues at New Brunswick, respectively. So that means if you were a professor working in Newark, you would earn 10% less than your colleagues in New Brunswick. In Camden, you would earn 20% less.
A lot of the requests on the part of the union are tied to more spending. Does Rutgers have the resources it needs to meet the requests?
Union officials point to about $783 million of what's called unrestricted reserves that Rutgers has. They basically are saying that that's a pot of money that could be spent on teacher salaries. But at the same time, Rutgers has defended itself, basically saying those unrestricted reserves aren't up for the taking. That money is being held for financial aid, for construction improvements, research, and student services. Rutgers president Robert Barchi said that the university is in what he said is a vulnerable financial situation, and increasing the funding for professor salaries could signal further tuition increases.
Cory Booker is expressing support for the faculty union on Twitter, but he is a senator on Capitol Hill, a federal job. So Rutgers is a state school, and that makes me think about, say, Governor Phil Murphy and his administration, maybe the state legislators. What about that? Has Governor Murphy said anything about these negotiations?
He's kind of danced around the issue a little bit. He said he supports the sentiment behind them, but I asked him directly a couple of weeks back, and he wouldn't comment on the negotiations as they were ongoing. A lot of it lies with state government and with the individual universities to negotiate contracts and to put these things in play.
Lastly, I do want to ask you about the students. Is this having an impact on the campus, culture, life, any student response to the looming potential strike?
Yes. So very recently, we're starting to see a lot of student groups and students coming out in support of their professors, picketing right alongside them, taking to social media to let their opinions be known, which is important because part-time lecturers and these contingent faculty members teach more than 30% of the courses at Rutgers. And so because most of those classes are large core curriculum lectures, most, if not all, the students at Rutgers will encounter one of these contingent part-time faculty at some point during their college experience. So for them to be able to come out and say, my professor is going through this and I support them, is actually a pretty big deal.
Carly Citrin is a reporter for NJ Spotlight. Thank you very much, Carly.
Thank you so much for having me.